For years, he sampled foods from all around the world. From pedestrian street food to the most lavish cuisines the culinary world has to offer. He's talked to the biggest chefs, restaurant owners, and up-and-coming entrepreneurs. Roland Campos has experienced it all. Food, drink, living life. This is Roland's Food Court.
Welcome to Roland's Food Court. I'm your host, Roland, with my co-host, Gennaro.
Hey, Roland, good morning.
Good morning. Last week, we celebrated National Chip Day.
Oh, yeah, we went to town on those.
Yeah.
Where are they? Tracy ate them all.
Yeah, Tracy ate them all, but that's a different story. But we're here with Valerie Bertinelli. She's here promoting the Food Network's competition, Family Food Showdown.
Yeah.
Yes. It's going to be some showdown, right? When families get together and cook together, yeah. Valerie, anything can happen, right?
It airs March 3rd.
Oh, and it does. Yeah. It really does, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I come from a big family and a lot of...
You forgot the most important thing.
What's
Italian
that?
Family.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, an Italian family, but my mother was English-Irish, but she cooked like an Italian because I think she was trying to make sure that my nonni, who did not like her at first, like, this is the way you do it. Will you teach me how to cook? And then my mom became an amazing Italian cook. Yeah, you know, so.
How is it with all the families? Did some kids surprise you, like their skills or...
I think they surprised themselves. There was a few really shy ones, and they were the sous chefs, or they were the sister, or, you know, the brother or the cousin, and they're like, no, he or she is the head of the kitchen, and that's our main chef, and they know everything, and it would end up being the one that you wouldn't think that ended up winning it for the family, or really coming alive. And then the one of them, oh my God, it was so happy sad, because she or he didn't really believe, because I'm thinking of two people right now. Plus, I sort of don't want to give it away, but they just were in shock that they were the ones that could come through and that they did it. And that's what my favorite part was, because I've had many times in the kitchen where I'm like, oh, my God, how am I going to figure this one out? And it comes through.
Yeah.
Let's start with you in the kitchen, right? How did you get inspired to do what you do now?
I was inspired by my mom, who cooked every meal, breakfast, you know, made lunches for us for school and dinner, came home to a hot dinner, no microwave. And my nonni, who I would watch roll out cappelletti, and she would make the imbrodo, which was my favorite soup in the world, still is my favorite soup.
And it's
in
the hottest thing right now is brodo, right? Because there's places
right,
that are opening just on brodo.
Like, my grandma was
damn
making
stock.
It. It is. It's chicken stock, y'all. But it's just really good and it's yummy. And yep. My favorite soup then and now is cappelletti imbrodo. So, and my grandmother made the best. The absolute best. So, and then I would watch her roll out the gnocchi, and I learned from her and my aunts, and this was all in my Aunt Adeline's basement, by the way, because you never used your real kitchen. You always went down to the basement. So
the grease was downstairs,
yeah.
And everything was
pristine
upstairs.
Yeah, in fact, it's so weird because I'd go up to, you know, Aunt Adeline's kitchen, and it's like spotless. And you go down to the basement, and it's just, the smells are amazing, and she's got extra cappelletti in the freezer downstairs, and that was just for show, like a living room or something back then.
I feel like back then was like your grandmother and your aunt teaches you. Now the Food Network teaches us how to cook growing up.
Yeah.
That's and especially with things that Valerie's doing, because it's actually cooking. It's not shopping. It's not this. It's not that. You're actually like, I watched you on Facebook Live yesterday.
Oh, it's so much fun.
Because you were so real and so warm and so caring about what were you doing with cooking the shrimp and
the
pasta.
Oh,
I did watch it. I loved it. And your energy is just, you know, outstanding.
Roland, I have a passion for cooking.
Valerie Bertinelli, I love you.
Oh, you're very sweet.
I didn't get the kisses, but I said it.
You're so sweet. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, your hands are nice and warm, too. He's
Italian.
Get close to that.
He's making bread. Yeah, you just got back from a Sobe Food and Wine Festival.
I did.
Yeah, that's a fun. We went last year, which we're lucky. Guy Fieri's a friend of the show. We were able to roll with him. It's a whole different world with him.
Rolling with Guy is very different than rolling with me at Sobe. I got to tell you that right now. Guy is the
master.
You're a
headliner, though. You're a headliner.
Yeah. But I don't roll the way Guy rolls. Guy goes for the whole 24 hours a day thing. And I'm like, this day drinking, can I not day drink right now? Please.
Yeah. I woke up, I go, my stomach hurts. I go, oh, yeah, I drank a lot that
night. And your heart and your head, everything.
Right.
But
yeah.
it was interesting. Like, you walk down the beach with him, he draws a crowd and a half.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And
he's
knows,
a super sweet man,
yeah,
too.
He's
I absolutely
guy.
Adore him.
He knows how to throw a party, too, in Sobe.
He does.
He throws the best ones.
He absolutely knows how to throw a party.
You're kind of a Food Network veteran yourself, right?
Yeah.
2014, right? You started?
Yeah. So that's how many? 5 years. Wow. Have I been on for 5 years
already? Time to re-sign a contract.
Yeah. Well, I just signed a multi-deal contract with them. I've got Valerie's Home Cooking. I've got Family Food Showdown and Kids Baking Championship. Wow. And I'm doing a pilot with one of my dear friends soon. So this is where I plan to stay, whether they want me or not. I'm at Food Network, and I've dug my heels in, and I'm going to be there, and like Betty White. I'm like the Betty White of Food Network is me.
What events did you do at Sobe?
I did an event up in Fort Lauderdale.
The Spritz, right?
The Spritz, which was a blast because, you know, they really know what they're doing because you can you go to these big parties, which are a lot of fun, the Grand Tasting where I did the demo and all that stuff. But when they have these little intimate spritzers or dinners for everybody, the fans of food and the fans of particular shows can really get up close and talk to you and take pictures with you. And it's a really nice thing to do. It's a lot of fun.
What restaurants did you hit there while you were there?
Lore. Nice. So we're at Josh's place, and then we went to Habitat, which was delicious. We didn't get to our favorite Italian restaurant, which I can't remember the name of right now. Remember it.
I think because Josh was so loud, he probably scared you.
Josh Capon.
No, I adore him, though.
We love him.
I love him. Well, what happened was, is we were there. We had just gotten in, and I wanted something light. And his fish there is just really amazing. Out of
all
this
the turtles and everything, right?
Yeah, so good. But someone was showing off their engagement ring, and somehow it flew off. And then the restaurant lights had to come up, and I saw Andrew Zimmerman looking around with his phone, looking for. And then there's so many chefs in this restaurant, and looking for this girl's engagement ring. And they finally found it. It was in the pocket of her best girlfriend in the back, and it flew off of her hand into her girlfriend's pocket.
Wow. Oh my goodness! So,
Andrew's gonna take that story, use it for his book, probably.
Yeah, exactly. He's gonna get inspired. And speaking of chefs, right? How does it feel to have like Jet Tila and Christian Petroni, who's the new Food Network star?
Yes, he's amazing.
And people like Antonetta Lafaso. These are real like seasoned chefs.
Well, I was just texting with Antonia Lafaso just the other day because she had seen something from South Beach, and I miss her so much because we have so much fun. I always want her to sit next to me so that I can just eat off her plate because I'm not one of the judges, which I absolutely love in this show. But sometimes the food that they make, I'm like, I gotta try a bite of that. And Jet Tila, I've had him and his wife Allie over for dinner because I adore them as a couple. They're just sweet, sweet people. We have a lot of fun chefs that are the judges on this show.
Yep.
Yeah, going back, when you're in New York, do you have any fun restaurants while you're here?
Yes. Let's see. I was going to go to, my favorite. I always forget the name of it. The basement Italian place. Scalanatilla? Scalanatilla,
Scalanatelli, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I'm a bad spot. Italian. I'm sorry. I'm a bad Italian.
But you have a good judge of character and food because that's
it's so old-fashioned and wonderful, and I love their pasta alla vongole.
Yep.
But I have been trying to fight off a cold, so I was good to myself, and I stayed in bed last night, so I had the kale salad at the restaurant at the hotel, which was delicious, but it wasn't, pasta alla vongole.
Not even close, right?
No, I don't love it, but it was delicious. Hey, it had chili flakes in it, so
that's right.
That's where they meet up.
Do you teach your kids how to cook? Are they good cooks, or are they just like
my son? Not so much, but my stepchildren. Now, I have my youngest stepchild, Dominic, is actually getting very interested in it, and he's he's gone to a restaurant of a friend of ours in Scottsdale because he lives in Scottsdale with his mom. And he started just like being mentored by one of our friends. And he's finding an interest in it. And I mean, before sending him off to school, we wanted to see if he really knows what it takes to be in the restaurant business because it is not easy. Yeah. I mean, it's one of the hardest jobs. And it's really rough on your body. So I really wanted him to... And his dad really wanted him to go and hang out with Gio for a little bit and see if he really, really does have a passion for it. And if he does, then, maybe we'll send him to school.
It sounds like it's in the blood a little bit, too. So maybe that energy and also...
He definitely, his father, Dom's father, is a really good cook. My husband is a very, very good cook, too.
And behind that, too, watching you work this hard since one day at a time to keep on hustling.
Oh,
and
Dominic doesn't care about my career at all. He really doesn't. But he does, I mean, he does love the things that I cook for him when he stays with us. So yeah. I even named my salsa after him because he can't eat enough. I mean, I literally have made a bowl of salsa as big as my bag right here. It's gone by the end of the night. That's how much he, it's really much like a pico de gallo, but we call it salsa.
He loves your food.
He does love my food. But he doesn't like cheese. He doesn't like french fries. He's a wackadoodle.
Yeah. He can't come on his show then.
He's a wackadoodle kid, I'm telling you. Yeah. I'm like, honey, how are you going to be a chef? And then Michael Voltaggio and Brian Voltaggio are also chefs on Family Food Showdown. And Michael was telling me how he's a really super picky eater when he was a kid. So I told Dom that to make him feel better.
Yeah,
because Michael Voltaggio makes the most amazing creative dishes.
He's been on his show, and it's like the stuff that he describes.
Right.
Your mouth waters.
And he's such a cool man.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. He's very quiet, too.
He pretends he's this quiet, shy little guy, but he's got some
super swag.
Oh, he really does. He really does. I love Michael. Yeah.
Do you have any cookbooks that are coming out soon?
I have two cookbooks out. It was out, I think, October 2017. Yeah. I'm hoping to write a new one. I'd love to write one with Duff about kids baking or something. And I'd also love to do my Italian heritage because I found out a lot about it.
You did the first book, though, right?
Yeah. I did a lot of my Italian recipes in my first and my second book. But I don't know, I'm trying to narrow down what I want to do. But it's books are hard.
Yeah.
And they cost a lot of money.
Yep.
You know, so you have to make sure that you have an audience for it. Hopefully I have
and a good team behind it, right? Because that's the key thing.
A great team. Yeah.
Yeah.
It has to work with Duff. He's such a fun guy.
I adore that. He's like my little baby brother. I love Duff Goldman. Yeah, he just got married.
Yes.
To a beautiful woman, just sweet, sweet woman, smart woman, and he's on cloud nine.
He was on with some Kellogg's things that he did, right?
So yeah.
The stuff he did with Kellogg's, like their product, and just turning into like
cereal
masterpieces with
right.
cereal.
He is a master.
He's a genius.
The funny thing is that with Duff, people don't realize that he worked under Thomas Keller. So that man can throw down an amazing meal. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes during Kids Baking Championship, he'll have a grill right outside his dressing room, and he'll be cooking up something, and it's like the smells are amazing. Or he'll be in the crash kitchen, and he'll be making chili that takes 2 days, which it was phenomenal. You know, so he's an amazing chef, not just a baker.
And inspiration to young people and people who aren't so young.
I can't wait for him to have babies because he's going to be such a great dad.
Oh, forget it, right? He's such a love-warming
guy.
He's
so good to the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the craft services for the Food Network. They have the best ones.
You know, it's funny. It's like...
We're going to hear the real truth now.
No, I'm trying to think of the craft service because I'm usually ended up in the crash kitchen cooking my own breakfast or, you know, scrambling an egg or frying an egg in the morning. I don't really go to craft service at...
for
the Food Network shows. Yeah, but usually the craft service is a lot of the leftovers. Like on my show, Valerie's Home Cooking, the craft service will be whatever I made that day or the day before. Like I made a love cake one day, and the next day it was all out, and everybody was eating it for breakfast. So, you know, that's what usually happens.
Hmm. How is that? I'm being a judge for B. Bobby Flay, because he never loses.
I think I've done it 3 times. I think he's lost once. No, he's, Bobby Flay. His brain is constantly working. And yeah, he's pretty amazing.
Do you ever stop by his Gatto restaurant while you're in New York?
I have not gone to Gatto yet, which is crazy because I love cats and I love Bobby.
Yeah.
Gatto.
You'll love it. And they actually have one of the best kale salads in the city. So
do they really?
It's kale.
I don't know. Jam's kale salad is pretty damn good.
One of our friends,
Jonathan Waxman. Yeah. The problem with having a Jonathan Waxman restaurant in your hotel is that it's always crowded.
Yep.
And usually hotel restaurants aren't supposed to be crowded, so you can always get in there and get something. No, this restaurant's always crowded.
You got two right by
Jonathan.
There you have to check out next time. So Wayfarer, right around the corner, and Maria Loy's restaurant, Loy Esoterio.
Write this down for me, because I'm coming back in a couple weeks.
All right, we're going to write it down.
Okay.
And the other time we go to is Emilio Bolado's.
Oh, you got to go to Emilio's Bolado's,
Really?
It's incredible.
We used to go to Il Cantinori a lot and Il Molino a lot, but Il Molino, they feed you so much before you even order food. You have to go with 10 people or it's not worth it.
And it's heavy.
It's
you know?
So heavy, yeah. I mean, it's delicious.
Yes.
But I can't go there with just my husband. The food, there's just too much food.
Your Italian tips are Emilio's Bolado and Peasant.
Please write those down.
We will.
Yeah. Okay, good. And I'll bring you back.
We got you,
Valerie. The last one is we will learn how to make pizza at Keste.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
What about the pizza in Brooklyn? The
DeFaras?
DeFara,
Well, the best one so far we ate.
He has the wood-fired oven. I follow him on Instagram. I can't think of it right now.
Lucali.
Yes. Have you been there? I haven't
Mark
been there
Iacono.
Yet.
He's one of the friends of the show.
Mm-hmm. I want to go there.
You got juice through us.
Okay.
Yeah, one of the best ones we ate is Mama's too.
That's, oh, in a city, yes. You have to go to Mama's too.
It's okay. One of the best. It's
Sicilian
I know that my husband
style.
Loved Patsy's for a while.
Yeah.
It's another delicious restaurant. Well, you were in New York. I mean, seriously.
Yes.
Every other, you know, pizza, it's a great restaurant. I mean, you're in New York. There's the best restaurants in the world are here. You know,
it's tough.
Also, California. Yeah. California's got some damn good restaurants too.
Well, California, I love their Mexican food. That's what I miss the most.
That's delicious. We love our Casa Vega, and Luda Lefebvre has multiple restaurants there that are amazing.
Yeah, Luda's an amazing chef.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he came over for Super Bowl. It was just him, my husband, and Ludo because his wife was out of town, Chrissy. Right. So he came over, and instead of bringing wine, I told him, do not bring wine because we have a wine cellar, way too much wine, I don't need more. He brought two of his salad dressings that he had just whipped up that morning. I said,
that's better than wine.
So much better than bringing wine, Ludo. Thank you. And then we were both upset because, this was the before Super Bowl when the Rams played the Saints because he and I are both big Saints fans. And the Saints lost.
And you got to go to Joe Russo's new restaurant in L.A.
Where is that?
The Great of the Avengers.
Simone.
Where is it?
Downtown L.A.
Yeah. I'm not sure the address, though, but
it's in the Art District.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So Incredible. It's not far from... There's...
There's so many good food around. I mean,
yeah. Woman chef that just kicking ass. He's one of the best in these states. Yeah.
Okay.
Is it hard for you when you throw a party with like all the top chefs? When you go to another friend's house, we're not a chef? Is that hard for you?
Oh,
like,
no. I mean, girlfriends who have been cooking like almost as long as I have too and are just as passionate about food. You know, like my girlfriend Suzanne, she's always whipping up something. She's much more inventive than I am. And I get, inspired by her. It's not just chefs that inspire me. I have so many amazing people in my life that really love food as much as I love. I think you kind of gravitate toward the people that love food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some people like my ex-husband, he ate to stay alive, basically. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would make these meals. He'd like, it's good. Yeah, it's good. But because food wasn't his passion. You know, music was his passion. And it was...
He's not bad at music, though.
He's pretty good at that. Yeah. I think he should stick with that one.
Yeah, exactly. don't leave that day job.
Oh, no. He's very, very good at that. But so it's... to be surrounded by people, you kind of gravitate towards people that love the same things that you do, and all the people that I hang out with love food.
How about your family?
Always inspired by food.
What does your family think of your cooking?
I think
cooking
they like,
on TV now.
They think it's a natural progression for me. It's not a surprise to them.
Yeah,
you know, it's a surprise to me because I've loved it for so long, and then to be able to have an outlet to be able to play with it and have people appreciate it and be able to share it is a big deal.
It's a pretty awesome feeling.
It's a pretty awesome feeling. Yeah. And that kind of wraps right back into Family Food Showdown because it's all about families and how they express themselves through food and how the mistakes that they made and the mistakes that they don't make and the different cultures that food can bring us together. And it's one of those great shows. I mean, I had so much fun. I was like a giggling girl during this show.
Yeah, maybe you bring back family dinner time because everybody
it's
eats
so
separate.
Important.
Yes.
Everybody's separate now.
Right. Well, not everybody. I mean, if we could get more people eating dinner together or eating breakfast together or watching the show together, families, when they have time to connect because the world is so crazy right now and there's so many devices pulling us apart, that it's a good time to put your phones down and just enjoy each other's company and see what happened during their day and connect because we all want to connect with each other. And the first place you can do that is with your family.
Mm-hmm. What's your like guilty pleasure that you enjoy eating like
it depends.
Cheat meal?
Like I could live on pizza. Like if you put me on a deserted island and the only food I was allowed to have was pizza, yes.
Great
I'm
answer.
There.
Yeah.
I mean pizza's the best in the world, but it has to be through an oven, a brick oven.
Mm-hmm.
We have one at a pizza oven and it's got to be that high 800 degrees so where it's just like
really
crisped
up
in like a minute or two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that sounds like mom was too.
God, you're talking about the show, right? So the coolest thing is that somebody gets booted off from, they're actually family. How does that turn out to be like the twists and turns of the actual series?
I'm so excited for everyone to see the show because there's so many fun twists and turns. But once the show starts airing, we're going to have to come up with new twists and turns.
Yep.
Because all the families that entered, the very first dramatic twist that happens before the second round, they were all like, what? I mean, it's really dramatic twist. Mm-hmm. So... It's we're going to have to come up with something as dramatic. I don't know how we're going to do that.
Do you get close to the contestants so as it progresses?
You get very close to them because you're there with them for 12 hours and you're cooking with them. There's three times. times that they have to cook, and there's a lot of pressure. I mean, some of these cooks are only 30 minutes. Some of them are only 20 minutes. We only give them 20 minutes to make something. Sometimes we take ingredients away from them. It's the reason I will never, ever compete, except I will be an MC or I will be a judge, but I'll never compete, is because I suck at time management. I can't do it. I won't do it. Yeah. I need time to think. And that's what usually gets people to, is the time
just
management.
Just take it one day at a time. That's what I'm telling you. That's my advice.
I should have known that was coming.
You walked right into that one.
I did walk right into it.
I was hoping you were going to do that one, but like, yeah, probably will.
Well, you know my bad joke. I have to have one bad joke.
Are you going back to film another season, or are you just waiting to see?
What am I doing now? I'm going to film a pilot for Food Network in the next month. And then, depending on how Family Food Showdown does, we're ready to gear right back up and do more episodes so that we won't run out and so people can keep enjoying the show.
I think people are going to love it because it's so unique to
it
everything
is.
That's happening. It also reminds me of like a Family Feud thing where...
It's like Family
it's so
Food,
beautiful.
Family Feud and like Chopped together.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things where which family's going to get chopped, but it's so exciting. It's so much fun. Laughter, tears, everything. And then great food too.
So
like
behind
great
the scenes...
Recipes.
It takes 12 hours to do like a 20-minute show. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, this is an hour show.
Uh-huh.
And
wow.
So it does take all day to do it.
Wow.
I mean, you have to remember, they have three cooks, you know, three cooking, three meals to make. Mm-hmm. So during the first meal, then that culinary crew has to come in, wipe everything down, and get and then restock the pantry again. So our culinary crews on these shows work their booties off. Mm-hmm. They're amazing. They are the unsung heroes. One of these days, we need to do a Food Network show on the culinary crews in the background, because I know people love BTS.
Maybe for the holidays, right, to celebrate them.
Yeah.
Or even at that Sobe, the people behind the scenes shopping.
Oh my God,
blending.
They're amazing.
They're like ninjas, like just nonstop.
Even the culinary, when we're doing our demos, there are chefs backstage, you know, cooking everything up and shopping everything up and mise en placing for us so that we can just engage with the audience and just put everything together. A lot of work goes into these things.
Valerie, my mother's from Sicily. She says, you can't watch
this.
In Palermo.
Oh, Palermo. Okay.
So she says,
my husband's family is from Castelvetrano and Mazzella di Malo.
The greatest olives in the world come from there.
Yes, they're my favorite olives, Castelvetrano's.
Hit me again.
And then Mazzella di Malo is that beautiful sculpture, the Zephyr sculpture out in the ocean. Then they pulled that in. It's beautiful country.
Yeah, so my mother says, I like watching it, but this is all bullshit. Everything is already cooked for them.
Exactly. Yeah, all the mise en place, that's the hard part. Yeah.
But she loves it too.
Yeah.
Gennaro posts all the food that his mom makes. I text him, why don't you bring me some?
Oh, it's like a restaurant.
Does,
my mom's house
does.
Is like a restaurant. Every Sunday we throw down. But
so Sicilian food is all about the fish, all about the sea.
Fish.
Yeah, and it's, there's some amazing stuff. And when you go down to Mazzella di Vallo, there's a lot of African influence that's down there, that the food is ridiculously good.
The spices and
oh my goodness.
All the chickpeas
it's
that
so,
they use and all these like creative
so
things.
Good.
Yeah. Have you been to Sicily?
I have. I was just there in May.
Did you love the street food there?
I loved everything. That's everything. The street food. I love the cats.
Yeah.
Every town we would go to, I'd find a cat. I don't know how that happens.
And they walk right in the middle of the street,
they're
too.
Just,
it's amazing.
Yes,
yeah.
So I guess one day what I'm going to do is, and the cats in Sicily need help because there's not a lot of people out there helping those poor kitty cats on the road. So they need, someone needs to get out there and TNR those poor babies.
I want to thank Valerie Brunelli for stopping by the food court. It's a Family Food Showdown. It starts March 3rd. On the Food Network.
This Sunday.
Sunday night.
8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Yep. Every Sunday night.
Every Sunday night. Thank you for stopping by the food court.
Thanks.
That's
this
your
has
pleasure,
been fun.
Valerie.
Let's
Thank
cook
you.
Next time.
Yes. Love it. Thank you.
Thank you.